L'chaim, l'chaim. I am Zakai. Such a great day as Chayelo. Which really begins. It's the Yom Yilulad, it's the yahrzeit of the Maral, which was the Zayda, the Alter Zayda, going back seven generations to the Alter Rebbe. And then the Yom Haleida of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Yom, that this was in Tav Nun Ches, in Tav Pei Dalet. In the same day, his Rebbe, Achi HaShiloini the Novi, was the Rebbe of Aliyah Novi, was in the Zgala to the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. And the same day in Tav Tzadik Dalet, he was in Nizgala to the ganze Welt. And after that, in Tav Kufhei, Yom Haledes, the Alter Rebbe, which means all the Tzeneiris and all the Inyonim, Yishtalshalas of Chassidus, there's a gewaldige Kesher to this day. Megalgel and Zechus Leyem Zakai, it's a gewaldige Zechus to sitzen zusammen Chassidim and verbringen. As I talk, a day like Chayelo. I heard once from a chassid in Eretz Yisrael, he said an interesting word. A mazet pasha, an interesting thing. Rashi says in Chumash, by Loit, umatzo is offer vayechelu, that Loit gave matzos for the malachim that came to him. So Rashi says, Pesach hoyu. Was Pesach. We have to understand that Rashi is written for a Ben Chomish Lemikra. Rashi was written as Pshutei Shlemikra. Poshet Pshat in Pasuk. And the Mishnah says that Ben Chomish is Lemikra. How do you explain it to a Ben Chomish Lemikra? Matzis Ofu Vayechelu. Mele Medrash, Mele Tzas HaSoyin Drush and Soyit, no. But we're talking 400 years before Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. There was no Mitzrayim, there was no Behalt Fadeh Gantz Maisa, before everything. Yeah? And Rashi says they're baking matzahs. So it's a clear raya from this Rashi, Poshet in Pshutei Shal Advarim, in Pshutei Shal Mikra, the Poshet raya, that a date doesn't start with the day that you know it. A date is already a date from way before. In other words, Tezvav Nissan is a day of redemption, of Geula. It's a day of Geula, L'chad B'chal HaDeiris. And every day and every generation, when you need to have Geula, then is Megalgen L'Zchus. So it happens Tezvav Nissan. But the Mele Rashi says Mutapashtas Pesach Hoyu, Matzah Safa Vayechelu Pesach Hoyu. It was Pesach already then. Yidden when Yidden had to go out of Mitzrayim, at the Medaft Megalgels and of them talk Nochamol that it should come out to be on this day. But you see in Pshutei Shel Advarim that this is how it is. It's interesting in Shalas Hatshuvos Ben Hashamayim. He brings on Chof on Yutas Kislev. He writes over there. Hayom Yom Yutas Kislev, which most tshuvas over there don't have dates. Bechlal, a lot of tshuvas don't have dates. Punkt. That tshuva has a date, and in that tshuva he starts with Hayom Yom Pseira. Nobody knows what it meant over there. It's hundreds of years before. Vezet when Yutas Kislev. So Chai Elo is a talk which is kosher to the whole Chayes of Chassidus. The latest of Baal Shem Tov, the latest from the Alter Rebbe, this Galus of Baal Shem Tov, this Galus of Achi HaShaloini to the Baal Shem Tov. The Vele Sadei, which is a gewaldig ischus, that we should connect to Chassidus, to the Divrei Baal Shem Tov, Darkei Baal Shem Tov, v'chulu v'chulu. In the Drachem from the Alter Rebbe, Zach Mekashe Zah Netzach Selu Vot, to the Inyonim, to Darkom Bakedish. L'chaim. Mm-hmm. Geiraleinu, Oma Yafa, Yafa, Yerushaseinu, Yahashreinu, Matev Chalkeinu. In Geiraleinu, Oma Yafa, 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 Yerushaseinu. Yafa, Yerushaseinu. The Rebbe added a new koch in Chai Elul. That Chai Elul gives a chayus in the days of Elul. As we all know that Elul is the Yemei HaChana, as it says also in Shulchan Aruch Pashut, Yemei HaRachamim V'Haratzon, these are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and the Rebbe was Moichel the Yidin. V'yomer Hashem Salachti Ki Dvarecha, which happened in Yom HaKodesh, all started from the Shchedesh Elul till Yom HaKippurim. These are the days of Ratzon, the Yidin, when it's Chaper, the Ratzon Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are the days that we're preparing the Avedis Hashem, Avedis HaTshuva, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Chai Elul gives the Chayas to all of that. So Blos Tarayim, a Chayas in Ganzen Elul. And the Rebbe also added the idea of that there's Yud Beis Yom from Chai Elul Biz Rosh Hashanah, that every day is Yom Kineged HaChedesh, to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh of the previous year. It says Chai Elul is Kineged Tishrei, of the previous Tishrei. Und as ich geht weiter alle Chadoshim. And that you could be Mesaken in a day, a ganze Chedesh. Al Kaponim, das ist der Ingen von Chai Elul, Bekitzer, the Yemei Hiledes, Hiledes von Oir Oilam, Baal Shem Tov, and the Alter Rebbe, and his Galus, V'chulu. And the Chayus and Elul, Zugreten, Zukum, and the Yud Beis Yom, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Zuch Zugreten, zu Tshuva Shleima, for Shana Haba. So, thinking of the word Chayus, I saw a letter from Rav Moshe Wolfson of Zayn Gesund, Flatbush, after all, so he gave Shiurim on Tanya. So they printed a sefer with his Shiurim on Tanya. Does the library have it over here? Whatever. So they bring a letter in the beginning of the sefer, a letter that he writes to a Talmud of his. A Talmud of his writes that he just got married and he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he needs to make a hachlota in which neighborhood is moving in, and a yeshivish neighborhood, a chassidish neighborhood. He says, I know. He writes to the Moshe that the Mashgiach always kocht in chassidus and Tanya. He says, I want to understand what are those chassidus. Before I make the achlata, when I'm moving, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember the details. But the answer, the Moshe answers him an interesting answer. He says, if you'll ask me a shaila, what is a hand, I could explain to you what a hand is. A hand is made if you want to write something, chushamishush, you want to touch something, tap something, feel something, actually delivering, handling, that's hands. If you want to ask me what are the feet of a person, I could explain you that too. If you need to go from point A to point B, you need feet. Raglaim. Lahaloich, they're made to go to take you, to take even the head where the head wants to get to. You need raglaim to go there. On every aver in the person, you ask me what it is, I could write a book about it. What the kidneys do, what the liver does, what the heart does. On every aver, there's mountains and mountains and mountains of science and exactly descriptions. What they do, how they function, why they're here. And we know exactly why they're here. But the Moshe writes weiter. But if you'll ask me, what is chayus? What is life? He says, that I can't explain you. What's it does life? What's it does chayus that's behind all those? I don't have oisius for that. He says, that is chassidus. He says, so I can't explain it to you. He says, buy a house in a chassidus neighborhood, move in there, and daven a chassidus shtibu, and raib the chassidus chassidim, you'll have a different chayas and teda mitzvahs and everything you do. And that, but I have no oisius. It's a very cute way how I put it. And I saw the Rebbe in the Sicha, the Rebbe explains the very same idea in different oisius. The Rebbe says that a person has Ramachi Varim Ashasagidim. Rachman al Islan Hoya Loisia, you have a barman on a person Nebuchad passed away a few minutes after his life, 2-3 minutes after that, there's no real change in his Avrim. It's exactly the same it was before. Nothing changed. He says, Navozdem felt. It's not a chson and an Aver. It's not a chson in a certain maisa that he's. It's a chson that the life is missing. It's a felt. If you think of it, if you'll have a robot, and today they have such robots that are so meticulous and so exact, it's unbelievable how they could figure out. It's basically a computer, and it could do things way, way better than human beings could do it. So you press button A, the right hand goes up, button B, the left hand goes up, and C and D moves exactly the fingers the way you want it, exactly to the which degree, and exactly it grabs things the way you want it. H and I picks up the two legs and they walk. And if you press all buttons together, it starts walking and doing, and it's a kertavelt. But the bottom line is, it's a robot. It's very possible that many Yidden, many people who, God forbid, need to have a surgery, in a very particular surgery, which has to be exact, very exact and meticulous, they would choose to have robotic surgery. People pay much more for it. It's so precise. The precision of that is a computer. So human hands could make an error, and then hands could, shiver a little bit, etc. But robotic surgery is known to be one of the top surgeries. Can you imagine a person to marry a robot? I promise you, the food will be awesome. You never tasted such good food. The recipes they put in that robot would make such recipes. You never had such good food in your life. The laundry will be so fresh and smelling so good because a robot knows how to do it well. And it'll be folded. The crease of every little fold will be such a crease you could get a cut from it as a razor. It'll be unbelievable. And all the things at home, it will be spick and span. The kids will be bathed in such a way that you never did before. So I'm a chai. Everything will run so smooth, such precision. But the bottom line is nobody in his right mind will ever marry such a concept called a robot. For us, it's not always only about your actions. Of course, ha-maisa hu ha-ikar. But in der maisa, daf zayin ha-lebedike maisa. Not robotic. So daf zayin chai elul, daf zayin chayus. It has to be a chayus, a life. So ha-lebedike zach, der lebedike zach, el to the maisa. He is the one, because you need the maisa. But the maisa is done banahit mit ha-neshama. Neshama shonasata bi oder kum tarayin in aguf and thus to the mice. But if it's robotic, so b'meil chsidus, the whole Indian of chsidus is oir v'chayas nafshenu, as the Rebbe Rashab writes in Teskislev, so it's oir and chayas, lichtigkeit und warmkeit that was given into each and every mitzvah. B'meil in elul also, the tshuva is also such a tshuva. And the Achana, the Yemei Arachma, Yemei Aratzon, the Achana to Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, is also Chai Elul that gives the highest in the whole Inyan of Tshuva. As the Rebbe says, every mitzvah has to be done b'simcha. As the Pasuk says, Ividu as Hashem b'simcha. And as we just read in the Parsha, Tachas Asher Lo Yevadet as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha, Uftuv Leivav, Rachmona Letzlon De'isi, is that the Pasuk says, because it was missing in the simcha of every mitzvah. Says the Rebbe, if every prat is dike mitzvah, which is one prat of tariyak, it is one mitzvah, which is a prat of all the tariyak, each and every one of them has to be done b'simcha, how much more so can you imagine when it comes to the mitzvah of tshuva? Mitzvah of tshuva is not a prat is dike mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, a klali is dike mitzvah, which is going to wash off all the pigamim. If Rachman al-Islam pogam va'over as aderech, he went off and did something which is Rachman al-Islam not right. And it was Mitzayir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tshuva comes to be Mesakin and to be Mitayir the Nefesh of all of that. It's such a klolis dike mitzvah that brings a Arayin back to the person kolotei kula. How much more so can you imagine how such a mitzvah has to be done with chayas and with simcha? If du es Hashem besimcha, kolchke bekal v'chay metshuva. And thus, as Nora Azach was moderhead b'chsidim, a reichkeit a tshuva kum et simcha. Tshuva. It's a inyif in tshuva. Sie gewinnen alle Nyonim von Moisiv zan, na vedis Hashem, und Moisiv zan in alle Nyonim, von sich brechen von Nebisht, und sich zugreten zu tshuva. Af op ikein, everything is done. Besimcha. Chsidim vielleicht sagen, Elul is Rosh Hashanah, Oder l'chaim, wieder l'chaim. What's the pshat from them chayas and elo? For such a chayas that brings lichtigkeit, simcha, and we wissen alle that the old pisgim from the ganze welt as elo la fille fish in wasser zitten. And if you read the sikh of the Friedrich Rebbe in Shvishal Pesach, that he describes, and the Rebbe kochs a lot about this letter of the sikh of the Friedrich Rebbe, that he describes how Elul used to look in Lubavitch. He describes it how the Elul Vintel, and the end of August comes, the days start to come a little shorter, sun starts to dissipate, and at night it's already cool, and even by day you start to feel a wind, especially in Russia in those days, in those places where it's further north. Elul heeft zich schon aan veel autumn. Right? It starts feeling, you know, the fall. And you start feeling coolness. So he describes when that vintel came, how Yidden start to go into shuls, start saying extra tillim. And he describes how you felt, you were able to palpate, you were able to feel it in the shuls, in the homes, in the gassen, you were able to feel the month of Elul. So it's not chas v'shalom that anybody is mevatel the aveid of Elul. When afilu der aveid was fish and vaser tzitter, and afop he came with a chayus, with a lichtikait, and with a chsimcha. The gilu biroda. How does these two things go together? The gilu biroda, which is a chazal. And how does it go together? I remember I heard from a Melech Tzvi B'lolav HaShalom many times. He used to tell the story. As given 770, for a Brengenischen, the alte Zeiten, the gute Zeiten. So sitting at Nissen Emanov. If you know the tzir of these two chassidim, Reb Nissen was a beinu nefintanya, a baal aveide, horvanya, gedavent shoyen lang, und gemont von sich never ate anything. You know, he was the Rosh Hashiva in Brinwa. He found out that a bracha brought a coke to yeshiva. He literally went crazy. Mama, he went in sugar. Then he heard that they served by a certain Sheva Brachas ice cream. In Russia, they used to call it Mirajana. He lost it. Nach das ich it. You know, mele, you have to eat. The goof has to. Mirajana, nach ich it. So that was the type of a chassid this was. Geharivet. But Rav Mayor was a chassid. Alderich v'remendel futefas, simcha, tech yedavn shoyen lang, kawad esigveh, mit anigindl, mit afreilichkeit. His expression flegt sein, as a chayisi is, ah, ich dank dir Rebbe for as a größen Gott. You know, through Chsidus, through the Rebbe, der Mugbaer zan, was heißt der Lekus, was heißt der Mitzvah, was heißt, ich dank dir Rebbe for as a größen Gott, that we have. Als mit tech simcha. So der Melech described the verbringen, and Reb Nissen was sitting there, and Reb Nissen had gemont. So he gemont. I don't know when it was. Was Yitas Kislev or Chai Elul? Weisnishpunkt, Simchas Teire or Purim? It was a Favrengen. And Reb Nissen had gemont Aveide, gemont. And then, we're gesingen Alidele, and Reb Avraham Ayor, had tongue of hanging reden from the Reichkeit of Chassidus. The richness of Chassidus had zugegeben. As we're speaking now, the Chayas, the Oir, that the Baal Shem Tov had reingegeben, the Chayas in Klal Yisrael. Und der Reichkeit von Reben und so. And he goes back and forth. Ermont und Ermont Aveide und Ermont Aveide. And he is mourning and mourning. Ah, es ist lichtig, Jeden. Es ist freilich, es ist lichtig. Finally, at one point, Nissen started mourning. And Reb Avraham lost it. So he told him, Hezach zu. I'll tell you a story. It says, Amoli gewen am Einsam. There was a Melech Gadol Veneire. Moshe Bekippa. Rabbi, he didn't have kids for at least 18, 20 years, and the Rebbe started helping after 20 years. He had a bas yechida. The simcha is beyond expression what that means after so many years. It's such a melech gadol v'neira. 20 years passed by after that, and it's time to do a shidduch. If Hashem says he found another melech gadol, maybe not as him, he's Moshe Bekippa, but another gewaldige. And they did a shidduch, the royalty between these two families. It's unbelievable. And they set a date that at least 6 months from now there's going to be the gewaldige chassan. You can imagine the preparations for this chassan. What people did, they mopped the floors. They literally scrubbed the streets. You were able to leak the floors. It was so clean and so. And the whole city was there. And everybody's gathered together, assembled. And there is the red carpet. And there is the place where the Chassan Kala will march down and people start to walk by, and then there come the trumpets and then the fiddlers, and it goes, all the marchers are going down. It's unbelievable. And then finally it comes the moment that the Melech Alein gate, Loi Bechaya, Loi Bekoyach, Loi Beruach, it's silent, you can hear a pin drop. The Melech Alein, all the trumpets, all the fiddlers, everybody stopped dead in their tracks, and the Melech starts to march down. And all of a sudden, from the sides, a peasant jumps out and starts schlepping the melech by his cloak, by his beautiful clothing, and maybe by his crown, and starts screaming and screaming, "You owe me 5 cents, 5 cents." Kitzer, the Secret Service run over, the guards run over, they try to take this man, maybe shoot him or put him aside, and they start to figure out what's going on. So the Maisa was, so Avraham Mayor tells the story, the Maisa was that this peasant used to be the janitor in the palace by this melech. That was one day when he cleaned up, there was one little tiny feather left behind one shafa, and that didn't pass for the behoof of that melech. So he was never fired. And when they made the calculations of paying him off the last payment, they missed that was 5 cents, and he was underpaid 5 cents. But he was such a peasant and so thrown away out of the palace that he never has a chance to have an audience with the king. And how in the world is he going to reconcile those 5 cents? So he waited and he waited and he waited for an opportunity. No. Elul, Melech Basada. The Melech is finally Basada. His daughter's wedding is marching down. Now is the time. So he ran over to start demanding, Marlon, where is my 5 cents? So Rabbi Avraham Mayor, Erev Nisna, will give you the 5 cents, aber der Melech macht chasana hait. It's your test kislev. It's lange verbringen, a bissel, it's doch chayes, lange verbringen, it's your test kislev. You know, yeah, well, but we shouldn't take it in the wrong way. These chassidim were the best of friends, and they all got together. It was the gili birada, because one doesn't go without the other. Because on the Maisa B'Poyel is the chayis, kan chayis nicht. But afal pikein, ido the koch, yedra tzuch zayn koch, yed zayn kav, and what their koch is. But the Alter Rebbe, going back to the Yemeledes of the Alter Rebbe, before the Rebbe kocht in the Indian of Chayas and Elul, the Alter Rebbe already in Likut HaTorah with this famous mashal, which seems to be a first, that the Alter Rebbe's machadish, this concept of Melech Basada, which doesn't seem to say in Friedrich Gesvorim and Medrashim on Kaponim, the Alter Rebbe makes it as his mashal and his magalep, Nayim der Her in Elul. The Alter Rebbe asks the kasha, just say very bekitzer the maimer of the Alter Rebbe. He asks the kasha. We know that every yantav is not yantav because it was a declaration and achlata between the Beis Din machlat zayin as haintes yantav kach v'kach. Yantav is a day that in Shemayim, the mareches of Shemayim are nisala. Pashta hecher are talking in Atzilus in all of mareches of Shemayim. It's a different day. In mitzad der is nishtalshul the dolomate. Do is kumt es harap in zman over there is lamaylam in azman. Over here kumt es harap in zman in every mokim. Where it's Yutas Kislev, where it's Rosh Hashanah, where it's Yom HaKippurim, Kum Tarab Di Eiris. Bemeila, he says Yom HaKippurim, why is Yom HaKippurim? Kibayoyim Azei Yechaper Aleichem Lifnei Hashem Titoru, why is that? Because Yom HaKippurim Lemaila is Meir Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, which Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim is Allah Abesef in Rasha, Nisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betalisa, the Rebbe Nishleilim had gesagt, when you mention this, so Lemaila, when it's the Hizgalus of Yud Gimel Midas Arachim, that's Rotzen and Keser. And therefore, that wipes away everything as Lamaila from all Makoimus of sin. And that gives Kapara. But Mela Yom HaKippurim is not a day chosen. It's the day that Lamaila is the Indian of Yud Gimel Midas Arachim. But Mela Dola Mata. Yishtalshul is the Indian from Yud Gimel Midas Arachim. And Bemele, that's why a day there is no achila, no shtia. It's lamaila of all gathered ishtalshlus. Yidden become like malochim. We dress in white, and there's no achila, no shtia. The chamisha enuyim, because we become integrated, so to speak, with Yud Gimel Midas Haracham. We become elevated into such a level as hecher. We say the ishtalshlus, and that's why it's a day of tainus v'chulu, and a day of kapara. But says the Alter Rebbe, it says in Darizal that in Elul is also Meir Yid Gimel Midas Haracham. Frek the Alter Rebbe, Oy Bazoi, since we mentioned as was that a day Lamata that becomes Yantav is not because it says on the calendar Amat Machlad given that it's Yantav. It's because it's Nishrash Lamaila, and Lamaila is a different day, Bemele Bet Lamata. Shabbos is a different You know, they tell a story, so I'll digress for a second. They say when the Haile Yerushalayim was 3-4 years old or 5, it was in Cheder. And they learned the Gemara, the Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person is in the desert and he forgot when Shabbos is, it's Moin Sheish, he counts 6 days. And the 7th, he makes his own Shabbos. Many Pratim and Aloha, how to do it, the Raises, the Rabbanans, but there's such a concept, he makes his own Shabbos. So the Haile Yerushalayim asked his Malamut, what do you mean you forgot when Shabbos is? So he explained to him, Yingala, you don't understand. Today, even in the Rishoner's time, we had a watch, clocks. They had already some sophistication. But in time of Chazal, you're going back 1800 years before, you know, there were, it's a possibility. People went to the desert with a shiur of 5 people. There was no luach, no tfus, no printing press, no clocks. And, you know, they watched everything to the sun and they forgot which day they're counting, where they're holding. And the Haile Yerushalayim asks again, Rebbe, was haste a mensch vergesst, what does it mean a person forgets when Shabbos is? And the Malamed gets nervous and tried to explain to him, he's a smart kid. I explained to him that in the olden days, they didn't have all the things we have today. Why can't you be metzayed in your mind, go back a little and think? And the Rishon is asking the Kasha again. Finally, the Malamut lost it. So finally, the Heilige Rishon says, Rabbi, ich verstehe nicht. Nein. That the Roseis Meveis nicht, wenn es Shabbos. Open the window, look up to the sky, and you'll see it's Shabbos. Then the Malamut realized, oh, he's talking to a different caliber over here. He says, what do you mean, I forgot when it's Shabbos? It's not about a clock, about a luach. Shabbos is kitshu v'kaimah. It comes down with a mila as a yom. Asher Shabbos, the Rebbe should root in them talk, which all oilim is have as alus. So too is Yom Kippurim. So the Arizal says that Elul is may yudgimu midas harachamim. He says it's an elevated day. Is oy bazei? Then why is it not yontif? Why is it mutar b'malocha? Why is there no fasting? No Yom Kippur. What's going on over here? It's the same as Yom Kippur. So the Alter Rebbe's machadish that this could be in his galen to Efana. That when the Melech comes to his palace, it's a different order. But when the Melech is basada, then he's in civil clothing and mara ponim soichikus lekulam. Everyone could come. You don't need an audience. You don't need an appointment. It's open to everybody. Pashut obgeteitscht. Das was Chazal sagen. Das ist mir nicht so viel von einer Sache anderes geworden, aber Chazal sagen sie, in Kitzel schuchen Orach, je mehr Rachm im Verrotze, je mehr Rachm, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was made, you'd give him this Rachm. But because it's an Oifen of Melech Basodah, that's an Oifen that it's accessible to God, if you make it a Yom, that it's also Lassiyas Melech, and it's also, Heistos, that it has to be an Oifen, specific way, like Dafka in the palace, which they're the rules. In the palace, the rules. When can you come in? How you have to dress when you come in? Which words you have to say, Your Majesty, and how you address things. It's not so poshut. And you need to wait years to get in there. So that tells you it's a different day. But if it's Melech Basada, it's the very same Yudgim Omidas Harachamim that is expressed in Yom Kippurim, is in Yemei Elo, Yemei Rachamim, in a oifen fimar upon him seichikis. So der inyan for chayes, on simcha, Yemei Elo, zogt shen dalte Rebbe, his tos in a maimer, ad reibishter is mar upon him seichikis. And he's accepting us, and he's expecting us to come close, and he wants us to become close. So das is the chayes, in Elo, l'chaim, l'chaim. La 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 Ya la 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 To explain a little bit this brightkeit, to declare in Yonim from Simcha and Elo, and Tshuva mit Simcha, and Mare Panam Seichikais, the Baal Shem Tov, as we mentioned before, came to give chayas. What does it mean to came to give chayas? You could give chayas in many different ways. You could have a classroom that kids are learning and it's gloom and doom and yeah. So Malamut walks in and he promises a lot of schar. That for every pedik you know about peh, there's $100. For every two, you know, every hour you learn the tzufos, you know, another $50. You could bring in a chayas in many different ways. You could bring in a chayas by simply making sure there's a beautiful music going in the background. Tell the kids it's going to be a good lunch every day you learn well. There's many ways you incentivize. You give incentives. And when you give incentives, you could bring in a chayas in certain things. But that giving such a chayas and such a life would be vital, as we spoke before, robotic. You press button A, the hand goes up. You give an incentive and you motivate. You motivate. So if you talk to the Nefesh HaBahamis and you tell the Nefesh HaBahamis you'll get schar, and Gishmak Yizchar, you could motivate him to do Gishmak Yizach, but that's robotic. The Etzem, he'd rather do something else. So, and I don't blame Nefesh HaBahamis. It's a behemoth, is a behemoth. A behemoth would rather do what the behemoth does. That's who we are. Aguf, you know, they say the Rosh Tevus of Aguf. Aguf will fressen. Aguf will puffen. Aguf will foilen. Aguf vet foilen. When a goof will fart, after all. That's what a goof is. You know, he goofs off. It's a goof. So a behemoth, you know, so in order you want to make a behemoth go, you put hay in front of him, you do all kinds of shtick and incentives, and it works. Yeah? And we have this in Torah and Torah Samus. There's many things in Torah. Char v'oynish, which the Rambam says is one of the shiroshim of Yud Gimel Midas Yikrim, that you have to believe in char v'oynish, on tzaddik v'yeshir, that for every deed that a person does, and b'meila to use that as to motivate the nefesh abamis is very effective, and it works. But that sof kol sof heistos ichaltnish badem. Mitzad the arum, mitzad the reward you're going to give me. You know? Let's take a look at millions of people today who work. Literally, billions of people who work. And let's say, what is a good salary in these days to make a week? Lama zogn, probably even gesagt, lama zogn, $10,000-$15,000 a week. Okay? Lama zogn. So you're going to have a lawyer making $15,000 a week, a doctor making $15, an engineer, a garbage collector, a computer programmer, all of them. What's the connection between $15,000 and medicine? Nothing. V'haraya, the garbage collector makes it too. Okay. It's because rather we would be in the Cayman Islands all day and just do nothing and go vilfoil and do nothing. Yeah, but in order to be a productive world, the Rebish that Eingestell that we live with each other and we are one guy sow, plows and the other guy plants and the other, and we're mechazik each other in such a way and the world won't exist otherwise. But rather, ich wollte es nicht getan. So you see from the very fact that the money is the common denominator that makes everybody work, that has absolutely no connection to the work. It's absolutely robotic. I will do it because that's an incentive for each and every one. Because money has buying power. Yeah? With such kind of etzem kesher. Yeah? Then, there's a person who does something that he made it his hobby. Something that's geworden sein chaya, sein nefesh. That is not something that's robotic. It's not something that he does it for an incentive. Nobody's going to pay a penny for it. He's not a person who loves to draw and make paintings. He's not even thinking yet that he's going to sell it one day and he's going to make money. It's not about that. He has a chayas in that. Even that is not an emes chayas, but at least it's a moshel of an nefesh abamis that is taki interested in doing something, not because of an incentive. Das is sein Sach. This is who he is. The Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, Chassidus HaKlolos and Chassidus HaProtis, came with that koch of the neshama for Yeder Zach. The pnimius of Teire, the pnimius of Ayit, the neshama that the mitzvahs we do is not so much only because of an incentives. Now, this is mitzad the neshama that I have, and it's a chelik lekama mal mamash. Sefer Atanya begins with that right from the very beginning, and that is the chayes that drives the yid. That is the yava hava misateres. And when the Rebbe instituted miftzayim, he didn't institute pilpulim or going to make big shiurim, and you bring in fraya people, and you make a pilpul, you show them or you prove to them. How do I know? The Torah is ben Hashemayim and gives, money. He took 16-year-old kids and sent them out to the streets and take a person who's worth $20 billion and he has a suit that's worth $500,000 almost. And a 16-year-old kid stops him, he's a six-footer and is about to go sign on a building in Manhattan that he's buying off. And a 16-year-old Lubavitcher kid comes as a nudnik and a nudge. Excuse me, sir, are you Jewish? I remember I did it once. I wasn't 16 at the time, but I did it once to a fellow in Muncie, in Rockland County, and the guy looked at me and says, "Rabbi, would you mind your own business, please?" So I looked at him and I said, "That's exactly what I'm asking of you. That you got it. That's the point. You see, you're a lawyer, you're a businessman, and you're busy with your fame and your money that you're making, but that's not who you are. That's all your business. That's your..." But where bist du? You are a yid. So you need to put on tefillin. So I'm asking you, would you please mind your own business? yet let's shed away all the arum and let's get to your own, which is not business really, it's not a wrong expression, to your own neshama. He walked up on the mitzvah tank, rolled up his sleeve. And that's what the Rebbe taught us. Just go over a 16-year-old. His English is far from perfection, from perfected. And, you know, are you Jewish? Yandikt. And on the Shema, that's on the Shema. In other words, the Rebbe taught us that he wants, not I'm forcing, I'm making him, Ervil. The whole Tanya is busy with the Hava Mesoteris. It's just covered up. But Ervil, not I'm making him, he wants. And that's the Nekuda, how you could reach to Toizenter and Toizenter Yidin, because the Rebbe, Neshama Klolius, touches these Neshamas. It starts from the Pnimis, it starts from the Neshama. That's the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, and that's why the Baal Shem Tov was Makar of Pasha to Yidin, which Yidin maybe by achievement weren't achievers. They weren't Lamdonim. They couldn't give a Gzagvaldi Geshir. You know, Mitzad achievement. But Mitzad the Neshama, there as Yaakov Avinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu, k'sachelik lekam emal mamash, mitzad the neshama. So if you look at every mitzvah, mitzad the neshama of the mitzvah, mitzad the Rebishter had beichir given in the mitzvah, mitzad ayit that the Rebishter had beichir given in ayit, to the extent that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that in Perik Lamed Beis that you have to be mekarif fraya yidin lemoshcham bechav le'avos esahava, and he finishes off. Maybe you'll be makar of them. And vehein lu, and if not, vehein lo, lo hifset zchara havasrei. And if you didn't accomplish anything, you did a mitzvah, v'ahavta l'yach kamech. So you imagine this cook. It's like when Atzala goes to anybody to serve, save somebody, even on Shabbos. Is he asking him, are you going to put on tefillin tomorrow? Are you going to stop talking Lashon Hara? If you're not, I'm walking out. Ever heard such a case of Atzala? It's apostolu in Amaisa. Er is a yid. In Chayes Shav, this yid is the Rebbeinu Shloim's Nachas Ruach. A yid lept. V'chay behem. Noch a yid lept. Meine Kinderlach. V'hein lo. Lo hifshit schar havesi. Das nennt sich von dem der Herr. Was ist das a yid? Was ist in derselbe Sache in a mitzvah? De Alter Rebbe, het brengt zich in Teder Sholem, dat de Alter Rebbe said once a taitsch, on the passing in Shirashirim, Yoinossi Samossi. So the Alter Rebbe says, Yoinossi is Meloshon Oino. The Pasha the taitsch means Yoinossi, my dove, my beloved bird, Klal Yisrael, Tamossi, my wholesome, Gans, Tamossi, Tzmimus, my dove, my wholesome dove. So the Alter Rebbe teaches, Yoinossi means Lashon Oinoa, bluff. When a person fakes it, he's trying to make himself an Elchit. Tries, he fakes. Zog the Rebbeinu Shloim Tamasi. Ah, that's my slaymas, I love it. Zog the Alter Rebbe Araya from the Mishnah, I think it's Sof Peah. The Mishnah says that somebody makes himself a Chigir, Rachman al-Islan is not going to pass away until he becomes one. Somebody makes himself poor, and he takes money when he shouldn't, Rahman al-Islam, he will eventually become one. Says the Alter Rebbe, Meruba midatev midaperani, says for sure, when it comes to what somebody's trying and faking and pretending that he wants to be Erlich, that for sure, Meruba midatev. But the Shaila is, the Mishnah doesn't say somebody pretends to be poor, that he is poor. The Mishnah says, as an Einish, he will become. He makes himself a chigir as an oynish, Rahman al-Islam. But the Alter Rebbe teaches the pasuk, the Rebbeinu Shloim says, Yoinossi Samossi. This oyno is my shlemus. My dove, my shlemus. But, you know, Dail abamin adin liyas kenidin, the kal v'chomer cannot be more than from where you're learning it. From the Mishnah, Meruba mediteva zemus. So Meruba mediteva, for sure you're going to become an elechit. But the Alter Rebbe says, you are. So, Can you imagine a person who was lost? He was kidnapped. Or for some reason in the hospital, two babies were switched, and he grew up in a strange country with strange parents, and he had to donate a kidney once, and he went for DNA testing, and it turns out, he checked it out, it's not his mother's child, it's not his father's child. They don't match at all. But he was a match to somebody across the continents, across the wide ocean. And he, sure enough, he checks it out, that he matches their DNA in every aspect, especially the child of that family. So can you imagine, he's trying now to make a kesher, to come back to his parents. And he wants to start talking to them. He doesn't even know the language. So he comes one day, he brings a chocolate. Next day he brings a coffee, a newspaper. Let's have a drink together, like tea together. So imagine a chaver would sit down to this young fellow and tell him, listen, Yankel, why are you faking? Why are you making yourself crazy? You don't love this woman. You don't know her from anything in the world. You don't even speak her language. Why are you faking this? You're trying to make a kesher with whom? She never washed you. She never washed your clothing. She never fed you. She never did anything in the hospital. You were stolen from her. Why are you doing this? Can you imagine anybody saying that? Is that called sheker? Is there anything more in the world more emes than a child trying to find a bond with his mother? Even though b'chitzaynis, I don't see it yet. Is there anything more emes in the world than this emes? All the other things. If a woman cared for me, she might be a good adoptive mother. She might be, you know, but for all intents purposes or whatever, she's not a mother. She's not my DNA. She could do so many good things. You could have a good neighbor who showered you with so many good things. Das ist nicht etzem. What a child with a mother. Same mitzias. And Ahava Mesuteres is tied to an achelik, a leka, a ma'amash. And every mitzvah we do comes from that nekuda. And every mitzvah is chelik, a leka. Every mitzvah is asher bochar, habeichai bateira, ev moisha avdei. It was beichir in teira. Every mitzvah is bechiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yidin, if Yisrael amoi, Yidin are bechiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yidin with mitzvahs go together. So chsidus, you know, so going back to the letter of Moshe Wolfson was eingesund, and what the Rebbe explains the same Indian. Going back to this, you learn many svarim. You learn a sefer that talks about Migdash Ma'at, not to talk in shul. Pages and pages, how holy a shul is. Rahman al-Islam, what is the einish of talking in shul? What is the schar of not talking? You know exactly what that sefer wants from you. You walk out after a half an hour shir, you know exactly what he wants from you. What does he want? Stop talking in shul. You learn Chafetz Chaim, you know exactly what he wants from you. Stop talking Rechilis and Lashon Hara. And he tells you exactly what it is, how many lavim, how many yeses, what it is. You know, like the Eivorim. You know what the hand wants, you know what the feet wants. But then sometimes you start learning Chassidus Sforim, especially Chassidus Chabad or Kabbalah. You start learning pages and pages about Hishtalshulus, the parse between Atzilus and Bria, Oir Uchmur, Tehiri Yiloh, Lifna Atzimtzim. And sometimes beginners stop. The Yaz the Mashpia, was will er from me? What does he want from me? Tell me. You want to tell me how to daven 5 hours? Tell me. Tell me. What do you do when you daven for 4 hours? Where do you cry? Tell me. Where do you be simcha? Fine. What are you talking about? The shtalshalus and atzilus and nochmal atzilus. You know. Thus. You know. Because meret veng ebishn, and that's the nekuda hapnimis. Meret veng the mama. We're not talking about the coffee you bring her. We're not talking about which present you're buying her to her anniversary or to Mother's Day. There's some manuals. That's a manual. Manuals talk, but then meret veng the mama. Where is the mama? What is the mama? Where is the tata?
Chelik lekame ma. V'das chsidus. But meila is the tshuva. Tzadik kehren zich zum taten. A pnimi is dike. A simcha dike. It's got an under their head. It's a... a maisa. I heard once a maisa. I don't know the details of the maisa, but it's a erech as a maisa. We know that the Rebbe kocht many times that in the Chodesh Elul, Shemei Arachma V'Ratzon, Chas V'Shalom Tebe Me'oirer, a kitrig on Yid, Shredden, mein Kreis, Yenem's Kreis, Chas V'Shalom, Shredden, and Yid. And Rebbe was very upset of these Magidim who would come to Elul and start not demanding tshuva, demand monon to sein besser is allemal a gute sach. But not monon, but put down. Da so viel gerät in shul, da so viel gehenem and ish genuke nach Rachman al Tzlan to use. The Rebbe was very upset with it, very upset. So I heard the story, a maisa, there was a rav, it was not a lubavitcher, but he heard the fabrengen, on the radio or whatever it was, he heard the fabrengen and he was very touched by it. That we daf ufheim yidden, mekarev zan zu tshuva, brengen zu tshuva, but ufheim, ufheim, nish da roplegen yidden. En chas v'sholem nish mekatrik zayn. So he attended, there was a yom iyun, or a day before Rosh Hashanah. In Borough Park or in Flatbush, a question is, a grisur yom iyun, I said it's 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a grisur yom iyun, people came together, and they had many, many rabbanim speakers. And this Rav was the last speaker. To Zayn Mazel, or to his dismay, the speaker who stood out before him was an unbelievable speaker, an orator. Ah, a pulpit rabbi, he knew how to put down something, was daft to Zayn, knocked on the table and described realities. And this rabbi who spoke before him told the story. It was at that time that the IRS had sich verlegt on a certain company, a multi-billion dollar company. They wanted to get him. And they watched them for 10 years, followed them step by step, all their books and every part. And finally, they got the fish they wanted. They got the fish. Let's say the head of the IRS, let's say his name was John Smith. He was the one who got that carbon. It was all over the news, all over the media. Everybody knew what's going on. This was in Yemei Elul. So the speaker stood up. And he started telling people, Yidden, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, few minutes before the office closes. And the phone rings, and on the other side is no other than Mr. Smith himself. And he says, sir, I'm calling you from the IRS. Tomorrow morning you're audited. I want you to be there, your accountant and your lawyer, with all the books. I don't want the pamphlet to be missing. You need to see everything goes on into your company. And this rabbi starts to describe this matzah. Do you think you're going to sleep that night? Tell him once, tell him twice, call your lawyer, call your accountant. You're going to figure out that this paper, what do we do with that paper? There's something wrong over there. It seems like, it looks like the books were cooked. On this paper, what are we going to answer on this one? You go crazy. You go mashuga. So he started screaming, my dear friends, tomorrow morning, is Yom Adin HaGadol, is Rosh Hashanah. Melech Yosef HaKisei Din. And Nish Lekeach Sheichat, you can't fool him, you can't tell him, he knows everything. Evan Mikir Tizak. There was no dry eye in the room. People were shivering. People were like a good redner kind of start playing. And this Rav is plotting, he's putting down, he felt that he's crushing him. And he wants to give over the message of the Rebbe, but how do you do it? The man has a point. It's a Melech HaGadol, the Melech Malcham Lochim. And after they knew what's going on with the IRS, it's a fresh story. And now he has to come up. And so he went up and he said, my dear friends, tomorrow morning John Smith is calling the judge. Melech Malcham Lochim. And he starts to repeat and people look at him. Then he finishes off, but my dear friends, I want to tell you something. The judge presiding over the case tomorrow morning is your father, Avinu Malkein. He's the judge. He's the Melech. But he's your father. Well, what's the pshat in the mice? So therefore, so let's take other lechaim, vid lechaim, and gain tansen. Let the tshuva belong where it is. Let's not call the lawyer. Let's not call the account. Let's let the books where they are. In other rabba, chalti vo echaloyit, kam noch abissal zindig, noch abissal emes, chmai tata. A tata, kam noch abissal a chepeton, yeah. What the pshat in the mice? Yeah? So it's true. If you look at Torah mitzvahs just as incentives, and as just as a robot, and do's and don'ts, then you're right. For a judge, you're much more scared than for your father. Because a judge punishes more than your father. And if it's all about punishment, boy, your father, even if it's about schar, your father loves you, he gives you all you need, but lav dafki gives you more schar than an outsider sometimes. You deserve, you did it right, you know, tit for tat, what you did, it gives you more. Then sometimes some people could hear such a story, could have a letdown. And Chaz v'Shalom, look at this, Chaz v'Shalom, Chassidus kumt oplachend von tshuva, mevatel sein tshuva. Zot l'chaim, chavre, it's good, let's get a pencil, everything is all to say there sein. Rachman al-Islam, kalayim, Kedosh Baruch Hu v'atra. Am Chassidim am fod gemont tshuva b'simcha. Chayus in Elo, chayus, life. So I was thinking to myself as follows. Imagine, let's assume what goes on in the house of this person who got the phone call of John Smith that night. There's Dr. Stillen, he calls the lawyers and he calls everything and he calls even extra lawyers to be able to defend them and so on and so forth. But at the very same time, Hotter extra poor clawless, a few clawless on the judge. It's all a peiger in the nacht. And let the courthouse burn down with all the evidence, with all the books. He's masking, even his office should burn down. All the books, you know. Etracht fin tshuva, as we der lump. And if he has another chance, if the judge takatoge peigert, on the books verbrennt, he has another 10 years to work it up again. We'll worry about 10 years later, when John Smith wakes up again. Was tshuva men tshuva. In other words, he wants to save his skin, he says, I will have a good year. Is a slich, a kapare, is a valadaf panos. Yeah? And then tomorrow, think about the judge. He's already convicted. It's about sentencing. And the judge sits down and starts screaming at this man, Mr. So-and-so, how dare you embezzled from the American people $20 billion? Do you know how much poor people this would pay for their Medicaid? How many school districts this would solve? How many children would learn? You would have a whole world. You're a traitor for the American people. I can't stand you. Anechtigen Tag. If not for this traitor, the judge doesn't have a job. He wishes a few more people do that. He doesn't want people should kill each other, rape each other. No, he doesn't want even stealing money, embezzled off in taxes. He doesn't have a job if that doesn't happen. You might say Mashiach. No lawyer, no judge, no nothing. Wem dreist der Kopf? Nicht der Balavere das Tshuva. Nicht the judge is manish. He is doing his discretion, whatever he wants, because now he's becoming more famous and he's running. Now it's a new election day. He's going to give him twice 20 years instead of 10 years, because now he's winning. But imagine when a kid who Rachman al-Islam had a problem, whatever, was depressed or whatever it was, Nabuch took off and ran away from his parents. Went off the derech, Rachman al-Islam. And it's really for 5 years, he's hanging out with the bad people, he's on drugs, and the parents are tzirissen. They have no life. And finally, something happened. This kid went to the right person, to the right made a derech, or whatever it was. He got the craziness out of himself, the drugs out, he worked on himself, and he woke up one night and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, Ribbono shel Olam, my tata, that for 15 years showed me so much love in his life, what he did to me, all the night, sleepless nights that he had for me, my DNA, my tata. How was I able to do this for him? To him, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's just waiting the opportunity. When can I meet my father? Is it going to be an easy task? No. Is he going to cry when he meets his father?
Absolutely.
Is he going to beg for forgiveness? You bet he will. Not more than once. He will beat his chest many times. Now I'm going back to yeshiva. I'm going to learn twice. I'm learning 18 hours a day to make up for all those years. Alle gute Sachen. But mitoch simcha atzuma, do you know the chance that I'm being given? You know, you can hear in Galai today, unfortunately, Amatzav, and Sekum Telo, they talk to each other and they say, ich warte schon für Yisrachak. So, because I can't, the pressure, it's too much. I can't. The Elul, the Tshuva, you know, I said it's in my Tshuva. Noch einmal sitzen in the Shul, I can't take it. It's, we portrayed this ganze Ingen of such a pressure with such a judge, that come with an axe, with a hatchet. Mulam Tleifen from them. This kid who wants to go get close to his father, how much money would he pay if he had his father who lives in another country, and finally he's coming, or he's in another country, and there's only a certain amount, a certain hours that they gonna meet, perhaps in their path, that he could stop him and give forgiveness, and if he would only hear that opportunity was lost, something happened, the train didn't show, there would be such a painful moment. And I couldn't do it. Such a kid is not waiting. Let it all pass by. Let me be Yisrochak already. No. He's waiting for Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Aser Esim HaTshuva, and yeah, Lenin HaPedik Tanya, Lenin HaGeres HaTshuva, and Zayin Ernst, and does Lechem Tach say such Simcha Atzuma, that I, in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chein Zach, I have a Mefuteres. Das kommt mit euch Ahava. Das kommt mit euch Hanefesh. It's not about punishment and schar. It's not about incentives and about. This is about wer bin ich? Bin ich ein Kind von meinen Taten? Wo bin ich gewesen? Und das ist the Gilu Berada. So Oder Lachaim, Wider Lachaim. Und hat Tshuva mit euch Ahava. A Geschmack hat Tshuva. Wo der Rebischter ist Mare, von einem Seuchiker ist. In der Mele weckt sich auf ein Kind. Der Rebischter weist mir, von einem Seuchiker ist. Und ich bin verblanschert in der Welt der Narrischkeit und Tippschuss. Where am I? Darf ich kommen zu laufen zum Rebbe in Schleim, zum Ebersten? Und das ist das Schuh Avinu, hu Malkeinu. Ja, I have to do Tshuva. He's a Melech. Aber der Melech is waiting for me, I should come. Not like that, judge. Der Melech is waiting, I should do Tshuva. And I can't wait enough. I need the longing for that second. When I can not refund of my taten and embrace him. And sagen, ki bayayim azeh yechaper alechem. When are we getting to that moment? Das ist der Tshuva, was kommt mit euch, Abba Shem Tov, mit euch Siddes, mit euch die Alte Rebbe. Das ist der Melech Basada. Der Melech is a Melech. But you know what? Because the Melech is also a father, he gives you an opportunity to prepare for that. He comes out basada. The judge doesn't come out basada. No, he doesn't. He's not interested in anything. Yeah. The Melech comes out basada to treff with the subjects. And why is not upon him to wake them up, to give up Sasrusa, the Leila, the Lasata, the Rebbe's Mazbar, and the Arichas and the Mamorim, or it is Elul, yeah, the Ranila Doidi. So weckt sich auf der Anila Doidi in der Doidi Li beide scheinen. Und das ist darin. Bei mir ist es like El. Und die Fische was zittern. Und after zittern, you know, it's interesting, it's a concept, maybe steht in Friedrichs, warum mit Alter Rebbe, das man war in Bariches. Und Alter Rebbe, das man war in Perik, normal, man weiß, weißt du. Alter Rebbe, das man war, that is such a concept, that mit euch Ahava, in the Yerusha that we have from Avraham Avinu, which is Ahava, in there, lik teichet yire. How do you have yire in Yerushalayim Ahava? That's al Rebbe Masber. If you have an oyev that you love so dearly, you're so careful not to mess up. Because Chas v'Shalom, you're scared that if I'm going to mess up, I'm going to lose him. So it's not fearfulness of the hatchet. It's fearfulness I should lose the Ahava Chalila. I am a sekint for Nataten. Hot respect in Yira because he loves him so much. B'meila. So there's Yira. And Erl does Yira. But that Yira, that comes with the Ahava, B'meila does Simcha boy. Also da az mama gegeben az man am kaz ich zrike in zum meibsten der mele setzt mir sich lernen am maim khayelo we start preparing to learn the memory of any day the any day the from on malen memory of rosh hashana to take see what is this being in our malchus that we going into of together the bainish lelem to have the rotzel and lucha once again to bring the ebster should want us mit der khava. The ganze Linie von Tshuva is the Emes Linie von Tshuva. And the Charata is noch a tiefere Charata that John Smith has. There has no Charata whatsoever. Even though he shivers. Charata lo hoye dvarim ayoylem. It's not Tshuva. A Yiddish kind has Charata be Emes. And machta achlota next year will be completely different. No, not like before. But that's the Charata be Emes. And that's the Tshuva be Emes. L'chaim, l'chaim. We all know the story of the Baal Shem Tov, that when he was a very young child, age of 3 or 4, his father, Rabbi Eliezer, passed away. And before he passed away, he told him, you shouldn't have fear of anybody in the world, only for the Eibishter alone. And as many stories that continued, that the Baal Shem Tov went to the forest, into the woods, and he started even with Chitzainim, with the Samach Mem, with others, and they threatened him in the biggest ways. And his answer was what he was makabel from his father when he was the age of 3. Chab nishmeire farkeinim nor far neibisht malay. Which means that Chai Elo, the Baal Shem Tov, was geboren, that all gekumen anaya chayas in the world, not to look at the chitzenis from Allah in Yonam, but nor the Rebishter alay. Achdus Hashem. Not the levush of the Eibishter, but to get in every nekud of the Eibishter. B'meil is b'girat shfriir, das is, b'chsidus brengt arus amitzvah, b'chiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not brownie points, it's the Eibishter kach olo b'tzene. When I eat, is a b'chiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the kach of chsidus, yed ninyan. I heard from Rebbe Melech telling the story, I think it was Rebbe Yael. And they told the story that as they come in Alit for Shayit, and I told them that you have to be Maida. The Babich is a very good thing. They do Kiruv, and they have outposts all over the world, and Yidin could come close. It's a Maida Dikazach. But you have to admit, Teira is in the litter. Lamdas, Gienas, you know, it's in the litter. So Rabbi Yoel showed them Perik Hei Tanya. Has anybody ever learned Perik Hei Tanya knows that there's no Oisius and other Svarim who talk about the godless of Teira, Yichad Nifla She'en Yichad Nifla Kamoy Ba'ilam Klal, that the Yid becomes Niskashet HaKadosh Baruch in such a way through Teira, with Ma'achad Nisachad is Moyach, with Eins mit Neibishten Mamish, the Rebishter Ma Teira Ma Ma'im Yardim Ma'akim Gwayla Ma'akim Namach Teira. The Rebishter has sich reingelegt in Teira, anon nafshik, sovis, jehovis. The Rebishter is Teira. And the Rebishter has sich herangebringt auf der Welt. And anoichi misha, anoichi, you're taking me. Oisi atem lokchem through Teira, more than through mitzvahs. Me wetnes achet mit Nebishten, meire dik oisis. So, if you all showed him this Tanya, it's chavei gesetzt, for a halbe show, and he learned through this Perik, ayit atam tchochem beflik, and he got it, he understood it. And he sees Tanya talks about Teira in such a way. So then he came to Rabbi Yoel and says, you're right. Tanya is made a dick about Teira. Aber es ist weiter der Eibishter. Ich habe doch gered wegen Teira. Weiter der Eibishter. Le Babich ist kein Spotter, wer von dem Eibishter. I had him dahin. Aber gered wegen Eibishter. Ich habe gered wegen Teira. Gered sich nicht zusammen. Is by Yidden, by Chassidim, and Shtaz a Zach with Teira on a Meibst. So the Shtaz a Zweite Zach. And we read in Yidden Yonte, wie drickt sich aus der Eibster, da in dem Yonte, mehr, da is Atzmus, da is alle Darges von Elikus, wie drickt sich aus in dem Yonte, in der Mitzvah, als der Eibster. And that is the highest of everything. That's the highest of Elol, that's the highest of Tshuva, because when they heard, as I eat a chelik a leka, I eat a chelik for Rebishter, and Rebishter will yidin ani le doidi, and doidi li, and thus the ganze ring from tshuva. But ani le doidi, but doidi li. But mele, you do not have other Rosh Hashanahs, and the mele dav zayn im ala shem ala kechas levavcha, and dav zayn tzedoke, and dav tshuva ton, and dav iberbeten, and dav umcharot, all the inyanam. Was is ani le doidi, this is daily. That's why. Was is melech basoda and mara parim seichikis. Yeah, that's why I do tshuva. I'm under heard. At the havam is a teres vetnis gala. Mara parim seichikis. Ayid vekt zechuf. Ayid vekt zechuf. And he wants to come close to anil a daily. Interesting that Elul is tshuva, meirachm v'rotzen. Rosh Hashanah, weiter tshuva. Then comes Aseres Yom Tshuva. And then comes Yom HaKippurim, which is Yom. Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaMechaper. It seems like we're doing tshuva on our tshuva. First the tshuva Nelo, comes Rosh Hashanah, we have to do tshuva on the tshuva. Aseres Yom Tshuva, Yom Kippur is the climax, you know. Tshuva over. What is all these dargis of tshuva? You know, they say the Kotzker Rebbe used to say, as an aveira was a yid in shul. Sometimes the yid was in shul and the yid needed a halva, and you know, and it was in shul. It was a side of a megred in shul, whatever. But he gave him an halva of $10,000 in shul. So the Kotzker used to say that the aveira was yid in shul is machaper on the mitzvahs they do at home. I once heard from Abdavid Wichen, Malav HaShalom, the Rav Mansi. So he said, Zeh Toys from them Kotzke, zwei Sachen. As for Alan, mitzvahs that need a kapara. The mitzvahs that do in their heim. In for Alan, Zeh Lech Averes, who see it in Tuan, for those can sein a kapara. That's the truth. So I'm under here. But it sounds like you have to over here. Rosh Hashanah is mach. So the what darge after darge, dost. Noch hat Schuhe, die Schuhe ist ein Machapara, die Schuhe. Na, der Rems ist also. Hat euch jetzt gerät wegen Meisse und wegen der Chais von der Meisse. It's not just the Meisse. Meisse is very important. Darf geben die Zdok, darf ton Schuhe, der Rems ist, darf ein Video dvorim, oder in Zdok an Schuhe, Allah loches. Aber das kommt von der Manila Deidi. So, if you look in Halacha, it's an interesting thing. If you look in Halacha, the Gemara of Fereshes, somebody gives a pruta for a woman, and he tells her, Arayat mikudeshes li amanas shani tzadi gomer, and he's known to be a Rashi gomer, it's Halacha, Nebuchadnezzar. Halacha, so mikudeshes like upon him himself, he needs a get. She needs a get. Why? Because Shema hirichu. What does that mean? That means that those who state in Zoyer, as we can't chuva tam, b'shaite chod, b'rige chod, mamish, na rege mamish, is halacha, posh, ta psaka halacha, shech norech, nisht in hilchus elul, in hilchus chuva, posh, in heaven eser. But that posh, practical halacha, is fin git in the kedushin. Ach, you say this, dika halacha, in maise bepoi of yeshiva shem sechtes. Amanas, ani tzadi gomer, from a rashi gomer, to tzadi gomer in an instant second, and then anybody who learns Reishus Chochma and others for him, including Tanya Geres Hatshuva, veis das for kas daf von Om Kach vekar Reishun and veis Taneisim. Fader aveira zifel Taneisim. So wait a second, how many Taneisim? Chad gemeint to berige chada in a second you're tzadi gomer. You know how long it takes to have Reishun and veis Taneisim? And when it takes, he said, oh, 40 tek funelo, 30 tek funelo, and said, it's a mitzvah. So how do these two things go together? So Chassidus explains, the Sikh of the Rebbe, that in Pirkei Avos, there's two Mishnahs who say very similar things. One Mishnah says, "Al ti yeshu v'sheikol mitzvah kala mitzvah chamura," because mitzvah gereres mitzvah aveira gereres aveira. So even though it was a small aveira, but a small aveira will lead to a big one. So don't be so sure that it's small. And so too, don't look down at the mitzvah. Nah, it's a kleinikeit. One mitzvah will lead to a bigger one. Do small ones, you will eventually do big ones. The other Mishnah says, "She'enat yidei matan schara." You don't know which one is small, which one is big. In your eyes, this is small. In the Rebbe's eyes, this is a very big mitzvah. Or if I care, you waste it. There's a chazal, it's not a mishnayas. A chazal is Al ti yeshu v'sheikul kalis in chamuris, she kalis shebekalis v'chamuris shebachmuris shoven etzli. For the Rebbe, wait a second. You call it kalis shebekalis, and you call it chamuris shebachmuris, the same Mishnah, the same Gemara. And Afa Pekin, you say Shav and Etzli. Which one is it? Is it Kalis? If there's Kalis in Chamuris, and Kalis Sheba Kalis, and Chamuris Sheba Chamuris, then how do you say it's Shav and Etzli? Now, was then, we get at free Mitzvahs, Yidin, Teira, Gimilis Chasadim, Teira, Avodah Gimilis, all in Yonim is Ein Nekudah, the Rebster. Hashem Tov came, Achdus Hashem, and Shmoyer Om Fargornished of the Welt, nor for Ein Zach, the Rebster. You don't want it, not the Rebster. It's Bemeila. The halacha is, if you think of it, the halacha is Amoreid Malchus, Rachmon and Slon is Chayel Misa. And it's not negeya what he was made by Malchus. It's not negeya. If the Melech told the janitor to sweep the floor, and he didn't, and the damage is far from anything severe, some dust on the floor, nothing. But Afop came. He was violating the Melech. He severed himself from the Melech. Melech is Levoam. He's the Reishram, the Levoam, and a person goes and violates his Meirid b'malchus, it's Chagiris v'melech. It's Chagiris v'melech, he has no chayis. It's Rachman al-Tzlan. Pi Allah, it's Meirid b'malchus, chayim is. On the other hand, and the same thing happens, if there was a Melech Gadol v'Neir, and he took a general, and he told the general to go to Osama bin Laden and eradicate him, because he's destined to Chor of Mach America, to bring down the Twin Towers. And the general, it's like he failed. He had a perfect opportunity when to take him down. He knew exactly where he was. He was able to do it. And he didn't. He's the same Meirid B'malchus as the janitor who didn't sweep the floor. Same Chiyuv Misa. But, can we really compare the two? Yes or no? Mitzad Shoven Etzli, Mitzad the concept of Kabbalah's Eil Malchus Shemayim, Mitzad the Eibishter Shebedover, it was the Zelda Zach. Ein is for Rebbein Shloilem, my dining room is my room, please don't get involved, ich tu, wie sich will jetzt, please, not now. Ein is for Nebishten, ich weiß, the kitchen is my, kum nicht daran jetzt, ich jetzt red ich los nahe, ich weiß was. Everybody has this, the Nekudah Hamshutefus between these things is that ich bin balabas nish der Eibishter. That's the nekud of all mitzvahs. Kabbalah zu mach shemayim or rachman al aslam perikasay. Iber gige ani le deidi oder nisht. Yeah. Nachdem is aber da in jeder mitzvah a mitzvah macht a pagam in nefesh. A mitzvah macht a pagam, ach meine, a veda macht a pagam in nefesh. A mitzvah gleich tois dem nefesh. Denkt darop an oir. The armits was kalis and chamuris, like the janitor who just didn't sweep up the floor. That's easy to correct. Sweep it up again. You didn't kill Osama bin Laden. Not so easy to correct. The Twin Towers are gone. 3,000 people are dead. How do you correct that? Very difficult to correct. Aber the shav and etzli beidam the zelben nekuda. When you come to tshuva. Tshuva has to start with one nekuda. What's the nekuda of tshuva? As chab charote, as ichab zuch abgerissen from the Rebbein Shlalem. Chab charote, amir nish negeye given, and mein simcha, mein geschmack didn't come from the Eibishter. I had another business, I had another thing, chabat ilam haza, I had other things. Das mein charote. That's tshuva. Nogdom, you have charote, now, there's such a thing. What happens when the general did tshuva and he came and he fell for the feet of the melech and a betzach berachamim that he has charote, he was on pills, he was crazy, he wasn't by damamdas, and he's gone, he's getan. Yeah? And the melech is moichelim. He realizes that he means it with an emes and that he has such charote, he'll never do it again. That he's not going to do it again. He's Meichelim. But what's going to be with the 3,000 people who are dead? He might have to open a company, Schaffengeld, giving $1 million to each person to rectify what he did to them. That didn't come back with his charata. Yeah? So after the tshuva, which is, he becomes ibir gebeten with neibishten, there needs to be correction. So it's not a stira. I'll give you a pashat mashal, and that will shed light on the whole thing. There, a pashat mashal. Imagine a person went into a chaver's house and wreaked havoc. Ibir geked the stoop, every sefer on the floor, ripped, arogis in the chandelier, poked holes in the floor, made a flood in the whole house. He made a damage of $100,000. Next morning he wakes up and he realizes what he did. Unfortunately, the doctor gave him a wrong medicine. Instead of 0.5 on his Prozac, he missed out the dot. And it was just 5 milligram instead of 0.5. It was just 10 times the amount. And Nebuchadnezzar Shuldik, he was crazy, he was meshuggah. And his charata, zadenkeitz. He's so broken, he's so shattered. How dare I did this to my chaver, to my best chaver. He doesn't know what to do with himself. He runs over, he begs mechila, erveint, erbetzach. In the Karim Divra Emes, the chaver realizes that he really means it. He sees how shattered he is. He has more feeling for this kid than the kid himself who is begging. He wants to be meichel him. Stop shenvein and yach. He feels his tzar. He wants to be meichel him. But what does the damage? It's a terrible damage. And the chaver, the owner of the house, is far from being a gvir. What are you going to do? So they make up, and he's going to pay in installments. Take out a mortgage. The mortgage will pay right away. They'll fix up the house, $100,000. And this kid will pay the mortgage. He'll pay every month $100. Chavez built, he'll pay it up. Yeah? So I want to know what happens next week. The owner of the home is marrying off his bas yechida. In the simcha v'dayin, ad lev ha-shamayim. I want to know if that perpetrator who broke the house, is he invited to the chasen or not? Yes or no, Chavre?
Yes.
Absolutely yes. He's his best friend. He owes him a lot of money. He still has to pay for the mortgage he has to pay. I used to be in the jewelry business in Afridig and Gilgal a long, long time ago. So people owed me $100,000 at any given point. I wish they owed me $300,000. It means they bought twice as much. The fact that he owes me money is a chesaron. Every mortgage company has out there billions of dollars. And they hope that they have out even more. As long as everybody pays on time. The fact that a person owes me money is a chesaron. Why is he owe me? Because he violated me? Because I loaned it to him. If the violation is gone, if the shoven etzli, we're embracing each other. We're dancing and kissing each other. With no masks. We're there's payments, so we'll make payments. We're doing extra tillum. Yes, and elul zokman tillum, and says me tshuva, and zok tillum, and we get tzedaka, the chetech, and tzedaka peroik. But all the things, the ishnum beis, tanesim, and amalik etzaiten, hain tish dodi koiches, with the stetschen, yeah, is, aber iber gebeten, von haroshe gomer, se atzadi gomer, in a split second. But how is about the other story? The person who broke the house, was charata ven charata, is John Smith. Was charata ven charata. But he realized that the owner of the home has a shvager who's best friend with the DA. 2 hours coming, a lawsuit. They said, mich noch kosten punitive damages. I'll pay 3 times the amount. Because he's going to claim that he got hurt from this and he couldn't go to work for many days, so he lost jobs. It's not worth it. So he's a givir himself. He writes a check of $200,000, not $100,000. He wants to erase it because it's tzaras. So he writes a check of $200,000 and he goes to him in the morning. He knocks on the window and opens the window. Vafta salaim with Alter Rebbe says, "Come on, the shod the baser kasfei." Throws it behind him and says, "Hang the choyf from them check." I want to know tomorrow by the Bas Yechidus Chassan, is he invited, yes or no? But you know, he got richer from this guy. He gained $100,000 from this guy now.
Wait, yes.
He gained $100,000. So what's that? Yeah, there is kapara. So there's kalas and chamures.
Kasha was this kalus and chamudos. So kalus is easy. Kalus you pay $1,000 and it's fixed. Chamudos you pay $100,000. It takes 10 years. Aber nicht dort liegt der Anile Deity. Das darf man tun. Darf tschuwe tun. Darf sagen tillem. Mismarmer. Aber der Nekude ist, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ich habe sich heute geweckt. Olam Hazes, das ist mein Leben. Du bist mein Leben. Vani kirva selekim li toif. A du bist mein Tate. Anile Deity. Das ist die tschuwe. Elul is yemei arachmem. Sus melech basoda. In the Marel upon him, Seichikus, as Aid wekt sich auf und hebt an Herrn der Manile Deidi. In Rosh Hashanah steht der Machzer, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, was steht der Machzer? Ein Oimrim, zirkelt. Ein Oimrim, Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say Hashem no Rosh Hashanah. It's Yamtif. That's the Pashat Pshat Alpi Nigla. Alpi Pnimius, what the Pshat, you know why you can't say? Chatanu Lefanecha Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Binyan HaMalchus. Binyan HaMalchus means that the Rebbeinu Shleim, we're making the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shleim should want us, and he should want to build Olamus all over again, to be Mechayed Olamus, that he looks at us as Doidi Li. Before you did that Doidi Li, don't pay $100,000. Don't pay $200,000. You're giving a check? You know what to say, we don't Chai Chaton Alefanech Rosh Hashanah. After the durchgang you may elav, that's the achana from Maraponim Seichikus. When Aid wekt sich auf Anile Deidl, was kommt Rosh Hashanah is a Mekabel HaMelech. As a Mekabel HaMelech, as a Machta HaChlota, as mer nisht, the Rebbeinu Shleim, Kirvus HaLikim, das darf ich. Dem Yor wird sein Gor Andis. Ich belang zum Eibishten, der Eibishter is mein Chelik, Anile Achloscha. Und das ist die ganze Sache. Und jetzt, okay, now, wir tanzen am Echassen. Zadig Gomer. Jetzt ist doch Cheshmen, aber es sind doch die Damages, begonnen. Kommt das Erste mit Tshuva, macht verschiedene Jonen, es sind da Pflegen Fasten, Tanesen mit den Jonen, mit Zdokke, es kommt hier im Kippur, hebt man an Ausrechnen, Al-Chetsche Chetone, von dem, ich darf bezahlen von dem, ich darf bezahlen von dem. Ist du kann man machen Geschbeunis mit euch Simcha. Mit euch Simcha. You know? I think it's just in Sfasemes oder in Nimremes steht etwas also, das von Jere Chsidem sagt er, Zayid auf Zen, ob es auch in der Malchid, was Gecher? Und was schnell dazu zu kommen zu Bessim Leuchat Hashem Levadech. Und er hat auch gelacht von Malchid. Ist doch ein So he said, I just cook not in Al-Khayt, Herston is the Manila deity. Mr. Busy with the Mr. John Smith. A wifu parnasa was Tom Nemyar. And it's the hand of Mesim Leichato. It's the hand of Mesim Leichato. But what did I say about Al-Khayt? What did I say about Al-Khayt? Al-Khayt is a good one. Al-Khayt, Jeredon, Lefanechu, Be-Yetzerero. It's a good one. Weil man sich immer gebeten, sagt man, komm, ich will geben Zedokke, ich will geben Tillem, ich will geben noch Brocken, lernen Teire, lernen Ramba, mit dann alle gute Sachen. Aber man sich immer gebeten. Wir meinen, das ist der Seder auf Tshuva, es hebt sich an mit Elo, mit Porem Seichikus, und der Melech weist, wird man ein Seder? Ah! Was ein guter Melech, was ein guter Tate. Wird dann Ile Deidi. Wir meinen, will man Tshuva tun. Aber tut Tshuva, es kommt Rosh Hashanah, ist da der HaMelech, der Bessim Leuchata. Aber Meile, nach dem, kann sein, dass er es gibt Tshuva, auf Tshuva Tom Bepoel, im Meister Bepoel, mit Dvidui, mit Tikunem, mit der Chulu, mit allen anderen Jahren. Machaim, Machaim.
Aren't we busy incarnating the Melech?
Yeah.
So what do I have to worry about Tshuva?
If I'm carminating the melech, I want to go and get closer. That's what the Indian of Tshuva is. As opposed to if I did a beris or not.
The Alter Rebbe says,
people say Shema Yisrael with closed eyes. When they say Hashem Echad, with the whole world, Aleph over the Ches, which is Shiva Rekiyim, in Olam and the Dalat Ruchis,
and when they opened their eyes, and forgot to be mekabel on zich alleen. Mekabel gonna make the ganze world. Et vergessen mekabel van op zich. Coronating the Melech sounds like a very interesting project. The whole country got together, the trumpets. Yo machta Melech gadol and celebrity kvazing. Mekabels on the Melech meint mekabels on the Melech of zich, which means I'm not going to be a poiri koil. I'm going to be a bal kabbalah soil. I'm going to do his ratz, and therefore he needs me. He wants to be mekay in the world. He wants to be mahava the world. But I daf mirom.
No, but then I feel like I'm a yeshes.
The Rebbeister will me.
Maybe yes, maybe.
That's what he. Coronating the Melech is coronating on me.
I have to do the Ratzon of the Bashefer.
That's his Ratzon to Tshuva. To Tshuva is his Ratzon.
Who am I to tell? To say to the Rebbeister what should I do? He tells me what to do.
And he tells you to the Tshuva.
Yeah, but Tshuva is not out of repentance. Tshuva is returning.
That's what we all know. You're doing what you want.
I don't know. I'm not doing a bad
job. We all know. We're telling you.
You don't know. We know.
We're here. We're all testifying as a minion now that you're doing what you want.
Yeah.
Well, Benjamin, you have to do Tshuva just to get holier. You have to clean it.
I was sitting once in Muncie at the Fabrengen. Of Zalman Gopin had verbrengt. And there were. Zalman Gopin had verbrengt. A ganze reiche nacht had verbrengt. And then. There was a bacherel. A Polish bacherel. Well, you got to know the sprache there. He was right. He was in Egel Marachamassach. You know. And he took a lot of lechayim. And he started to go on Zalman's nerven. He started to know. Reb Zalman, he gered the ganze nacht hege zachen, grietze zachen. Was the begin? And Reb Zalman didn't like it at all. It was a shtick. Was the begin? Was the film, you know? He didn't like it at all. So Reb Zalman just didn't answer him. Just taking gangen weiter. He asked him the next time, was the begin? He said, the begin is burning the first. He picked himself up and walked out. Finished the fabric. So this bacha was a lot of mashke, and he's sitting, was the begin? So there was a guy over there sitting over there, also a lot of mashke. And he said, so you had to answer this bacha, get to him, get on the begin. So he said, listen, I'll tell you the begin. If you're emissa, litvisha type of yid, yeshivish yid, then your begin is a begin teim pachtecha. If you're a pelisher, on tzaddik by Manasseh Yechaya, the Rebbe Chan Alston, and then he says, "Chein tzaddikim." So, "Chein tzaddikim," the Rebbe Alston Sader Zah. So we say there. So it's the Oberländer here. So "Chein tein kovit." Of the mafter, it's "Chein tein kovit." The Chassidish here, it's "Tokam chein." So that was "Simle chat Hashem levadech." Tokam chein. So the other idi gesessen dort, and sagt, "Mis gerecht." The tachlis is a similar chata shemelik. That's the tachlis. But as we know, on of chen tzadikim, and on of chen tein pachdecha, and on of chen tein kovet, what can be similar chata nishay. Yes. But af kukens is a similar chata, but on tshuva, but nishay in the doidi li. And but nishay in the melucha. Mele daf in tshuva tam. And no charam, and nishay van meir, and reibster lo. L'chaim, l'chaim.